The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach. She's no mathematician. So we've had this issue now, Aisling, for a few weeks, right? I think was there five simple steps or five ingredients or 50-minute meals?
Yeah.
None of them were exactly accurate. And today you said you had seven salads for 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Well, look, the good Lord rested on Sunday.
He did rest on
Sunday. So that's what we'll say.
And I'm just, I mean, can we just take a minute? Six epic.
Sorry, I have no doubt that they will taste absolutely beautiful.
But six, not seven.
There is six, not seven.
So
anyway,
there's a reason for seven. Okay. I have done up a beautiful ebook with all of these recipes and another couple in it that you can download. And this is where seven salads. So the one I didn't bring you was actually the noodle salad.
Okay.
We had a beef noodle salad. I was like, oh.
Ah, yeah, we had that last week. So I'll just imagine that here as well. And then it's seven for seven. So we are talking about salads, though. We've given it away.
We are. We're talking about summer salads because, like, a salad for so long was lettuce, tomato, cucumber, onion, and it's not. It's so much more than that. So we have pickles, we have roast grapes, we have strawberries and salads. We've got a ton of gorgeous salads. And I suppose there's a couple of simple rules when it comes to building a salad. So it's like the art of assembly. So if we kind of go through a couple of those steps,
okay.
I think, first thing is layers of flavour. You can't just cook something and then season it at the end. Throw a bit of salt and pepper over the back. You have to think about every single layer. Am I putting grains in? Am I putting leaves in? Am I going to season my dressing? Then I'm going to season my meat. Then I'm going to season my leaves. So it's about those building in those layers of flavour. When it comes to flavour, there's that age-old thing of heat, fat, acid and salt. So it's like trying to find that balance of where do I get in a little bit of salt? Does it come from soy sauce in a dressing or a fish sauce? Does it come from the saltiness of maybe some meats? Does it come from saltiness of a cheddar cheese? So you build in. So just think. So like before you worry about maybe pairing ingredients or flavors, just think, okay, where can I get a little bit of salt? Where can I get a little bit of creamy? Where can I get a little bit of fat, acid?
Okay. What about the scale of the salad. So when it was very simple, people would horse loads of it onto the plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you want it to be nutrient dense. You want it to be filling. And I think if you're doing that model of your carbohydrate, which is your whole grain in the form of rice, bulgur, quinoa, bread, pasta, whatever it is, then that's all good. Then as long as you're getting some good fats in there from maybe your olive oil, your avocado, your nuts, and then you're getting your protein from your meat, your fish. Things like chickpeas are amazing in a salad. Things like your beans are brilliant in a salad. So it's about pairing all of those and then watching. As one of the downfalls with salads is creamy dressings, mayonnaise dressings, coleslaws, things like that. Very calorific, tons of cheese in
there. Well, let me ask you then about dressings. Is there a kind of different dressings will go with different salads, but is there one dressing, if someone had to say, Aisling, I have a fiver left and I have to buy one dressing, what will go with most salads?
Yeah, like you're going to start with your oil and your vinegar and then you can add, but I would say honey mustard is like a brilliant one.
Can go with most
things. I love honey mustard. And actually we have it on the strawberry pecan chicken salad over here.
Oh, lovely.
So 4 parts oil, 1 part vinegar, a teaspoon of Dijon, teaspoon of honey, seasoned with sea salt, black pepper, done.
That's it.
Goes on everything. Goes on everything.
And you can keep that in the fridge for a few days.
Oh, for ages. Keep the jam jar in the fridge for 2 weeks. It's brilliant.
All right.
Do you
great
want to start
stuff.
Eating some salad as we start talking through this? And I'll give you some of the tips as we go through.
Okay.
Because it's not fair.
Where do we start?
You pick, my friend.
Day one of six.
Anywhere you want.
Let's start with, since you mentioned it, let's start with the chicken salad, the strawberry.
This is one of my favourites. So I cooked this at Bloom a couple of years ago. I developed it for Bloom, for Borbia. It's gorgeous. So it is a pecan chicken salad with strawberry, avocado and brie cheese and a honey mustard dressing. Isn't it so delicious? And you kind of think, hang on a second, strawberries in a salad with chicken? It works. It just all works. Now, if you want to go vegetarian, what I would say is toast off your pecans, leave out the chicken entirely. But actually the chicken makes it,
remind us vegetarians.
It makes it so filling. So what I did was took my chicken fillet, butterflied it, dipped it in a little bit of mayonnaise, and then crushed up some pecan nuts just in your food processor, dip them in it, and then just bake that off in the oven for about 20, 25 minutes until it's fully cooked. I've done a bit of baby gem lettuce. So as a base, baby gem is gorgeous. And it's Irish. So often it's that lettuce that we see in the supermarket that is an Irish lettuce.
Yeah.
Really delicate, lovely. So chopped up some baby gem, half an avocado, couple of bits of kind of room temperature brie. And actually one of those top tips is room temperature. Salads, some salads work really well cold, icy cold, out of the fridge. And we've one here actually that I'll talk about, two actually that work probably really nice cold. Some of the others are better when the flavours are allowed to develop and it comes out at room temperature. Now, obviously, if you're talking chicken and prawns, like, you know, be sensible in terms of the weather and all that good stuff. But allow it to come up to temperature. Allow your ingredients to come just to room temperature. Allow that brie to soften. Allow the strawberries to absorb all of that beautiful dressing. And then you've got the creamy of the avocado. Like I said, you've got the creamy of the brie. You've got that hit of kind of sweetness. And the acid is coming from the tomatoes as much as coming from the vinegar and the salad dressing.
That's really good.
Isn't it delicious?
A little bit of mustard as well. Oh, it's really nice.
It's really delicious.
Really good.
Okay, what are you going next?
I'm going to go with what's right in front of me.
Oh.
So,
chicken Waldorf salad with roast grapes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is delicious.
I'm just going to pick this up.
Well, you've got to eat it. So what I've done is I've done it like a salad boat.
Yeah.
So I've used the baby gem like a little boat. So we're not going with bread on this salad. This is a really light one. Creamy chicken salad is just delicious. So what I've done is I've poached the chicken this time. So poach the chicken.
Oh, the sweetness, that grape is
Isn't
lovely.
It delicious?
Yeah.
So good. So poach the chicken in a little bit of bay leaf, chicken stock, add a little bit of thyme from the garden. Just slow cook, poach the chicken. Then chop it up into little cubes, toss it with mayonnaise, celery and apple. I've used a lovely mayonnaise. It's the one we talk about a lot, that smoked onion mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Just takes it to another level. It's beautiful. And then into that, you can add a little herb if you want, something like dill, something like parsley. I haven't, but I've seasoned it. Really nice salt, pepper. And then I roasted my grapes. So I took a punnet of red grapes on parchment paper, a little bit of olive oil over the top, roast them for about 20 minutes in the oven. And they turn out these sweet pop of beautiful.
It looks great as well. People can't see it, obviously, but it looks great on a plate.
Yeah, it is. And what I've done is I've done a video reel for each one of these salads. So I'll post them on my Instagram so everybody can kind of look along and see. Okay. Where are we going next?
I'm going to go anti-clockwise. So I'm going to go here with the beets and
goat's cheese.
Yeah.
A classic. One of your favourites.
Only last week I had... goat's cheese starter.
It's delicious.
I'm a fiend for a goat's cheese starter.
I love it. Now, this is a slightly different goat's cheese in that it's not that kind of soft, creamy goat's cheese. It has a rind on it.
Yeah, it's more like a brie or something.
Yes. So the texture is different. And I think that's the thing with salads. Even if you kind of take those safe elements that you know, but you play with it and different, you put in different pieces. Now, what I have here is some smoked mackerel.
Okay.
So I'm going to slide that over to you. Yeah. I think that smoked mackerel will pair really nicely with that. So again, it's taking something that can be a side salad, you know, that can go with lots of other bits and bobs over the summer, or it's a main meal by adding that protein of that smoked mackerel. Smoked mackerel is so good for us on so many levels. Doesn't it work? Really works with it. It's delicious.
Yeah, that smoked mackerel is lovely.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And that's just a supermarket one, vac packed, but really lovely. So what I did with the beets, basic, cheap supermarket, you know, vac packed beets, take them out, chop them, honey. Thyme, salt, pepper, roast them. 20 minutes.
That's it.
Transforms. If you did nothing else all summer, but transform those packet of vac pack beets, do that.
Yeah.
Roast them with honey in the oven. It just, and then they'll store.
And the roasting is just kind of infusing the honey into them a bit, is it?
It kind of gives them, it just brings out the sweetness, kind of, I suppose it tones down that earthiness. That's what puts people off beets, is too much earthiness. So there, the beets, the goat's cheese I chopped up, then dill. Dill is the herb of the summer when it comes to salads.
Okay.
It's so underused in salads. We just traditionally use it for fish and it's gorgeous. I use some of the burned balsamic roast onion balsamic vinegar on that. And then I put in some caramelised red onions.
Okay.
So if you make up a batch of caramelised red onions, they'll last in your fridge for like a week. They're just, it's red onion, cooked low and slow. We talked about this with the steak sandwich. Sprinkle a brown sugar over them, sprinkle a balsamic, but they add the sweetness.
Yeah.
So you've got the sweet, you've got the creamy, you've got the earthy, you've got the ping of the vinegar. Like it's the winner. I love, love, love that
really
one.
Really good.
Punk of crusty bread with that now would just be.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's not here. Big bowl of spuds.
Oh, this one's my favourite.
Yeah, okay.
Potato salad.
Yes.
This is gorgeous. So this is kind of a Nordic Scandi take on a potato salad. A friend of mine once told me that his mom puts hard boiled eggs into potato salad.
Yeah.
I looked twice. All right, let's give it a go. See what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've cooked potatoes. I've left them with a little bit of a bite. Big chunks of potato.
Yes.
There's hard-boiled eggs. There's your potatoes. Then I've used that really lovely smoked onion mayonnaise again. Toss that through. Red onion. Dill.
Yeah.
Dill is the flavour.
Dill is it.
And then capers and gherkins.
Mmm. It's really good. It's so hearty.
Such a kind of a creaminess, but then there's that kind of piquancy. There's that, like, I suppose the thing with a salad is you can make a brilliant salad, but then think about how you finish it. A little bit of brightness, a little bit of excitement at the end. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be a crispy crouton? Is it going to be a crispy onion? Is it going to be a ping of a pickled chili or a pickled onion? Or is it going to be like the brightness of like a coriander, like a big herb or something like that? But that is my ultimate. I just adore that. I would sit and probably eat the bowl of that now. It's just gorgeous.
So would I. I better not, because we have more to go.
It's lovely. As a creamy, I suppose if you're used to doing your own potato salad, give this one a go. See how you get on with it.
Really good.
And actually that smoked mackerel would pair beautifully with that. Or you know what else I would put on top of that? Salami. And grill your salami so it's crispy and chop it up and put your crispy salami through that. Unreal.
Yeah. Would be nice, wouldn't it?
Would.
Bit of chorizo in that now.
There you go. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and chorizo. Yeah, that's genius. Well done.
Now,
you're not so impressed with this one.
Well, no. How do you know that?
I can tell by your face.
No, I wouldn't say that. I haven't tasted it yet.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about this one. We're left with our two celebrities.
But you did tell me, you did say right at the outset, there was a time that salads were just tomatoes and cucumber and lettuce, which is what I'm about to eat.
Now, taste it first. Taste it first. It's the dressing that makes this one.
Mm.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is a nice dressing, yeah.
So, you know Rochelle Humes? She was in a girl band. I can't remember what girl band it is. I think it might have been like the Saturdays.
Yeah.
The Fridays? What are they called?
Saturdays.
We're
doing a Healy.
Yes, I think Rochelle Humes. I'm on.
Yeah, even a Healy was in Saturdays.
Yes. So Rochelle Humes, this is her everyday salad. So this is what she eats. So she starts her day with a matcha and then she eats this for her lunch.
A matcha tea?
A matcha, like a matcha latte.
Oh. Yeah. God.
I still have to bring you one of those, actually, don't I? I'll do that some.
No, they're terrible. I've said this before. No, it's like my favorite internet meme is somebody where it's a picture of like a matcha latte or something and it says, replace your morning coffee with this matcha latte and your life will be 80% more miserable. It's true.
It is true. Have you tried a matcha latte yet?
No, I don't need to. I have coffee.
I'm going to bring you one now purposely. I'm going to bring you one purposely just so you can taste it. Okay, so this is super, super low-cal. Super, super light. I would say pair it with a bit of chicken, some tuna, put something with it. But if you don't want to, it is red cabbage, tomato, cucumber, red onion. But it's the dressing. The dressing is made with rice wine vinegar, sesame. You're getting that hit. Garlic, lemon juice and olive oil. And then tons of fresh coriander on top.
Oh, that's, yeah. It's lovely.
It is. It's really tasty. And it's
and she eats this every day.
Well, it was this viral kind of trend back that this is what I eat every day. And you know some people, they're like, they stick. They have the exact same breakfast, exact same lunch. And a lot of people like that for weight management, for health reasons, for all of those things. I really like it as a really light one. And what I will say is, it lasts again for 3 or 4 days. Make a batch.
Okay.
I would struggle to just eat a bowl of that every day for my lunch, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
It would make me sad. But having a little bit with a couple of other bits and bobs, I really like.
Now, what have we got here?
Jennifer Aniston's everyday salad.
So this is full of grains and stuff.
This is famous. Like, this is, but this is
delicious. This is Jennifer Aniston's everyday salad.
So supposedly, they had a Friends set salad. So every day on the set of Friends, the three girls would eat a salad that was turkey bacon, tomatoes, chickpeas, hard-boiled eggs, and something else. I can't remember what. But Jennifer Aniston then came out and said, no, I did eat that. But now, this is the salad that I eat every day to keep me super fit, healthy, trim, all the rest of it. It's gorgeous. I actually genuinely really, really like it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So I started. I didn't start. I just
nicer than Rochelle's, I have to say.
In it.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, definitely is. So Jennifer tells us to start with a base of quinoa or bulgur wheat. I like quinoa. Then toss into that feta cheese, pistachios, red onions, chickpeas, dill, parsley, mint, chives. And there's cucumber in there. Have I forgotten anything? Can you see anything else that I can't? I think that's it.
I think that's it,
So it's the pistachio, the feta, the red onion, the tomato, the cucumber, the dill. And again, it's the dill that makes it pink. So dill, mint, coriander, all of those brightness. Yeah. So when you're eating salads like this that are full of the goodness, you do need those big bright herbs to ping and lift everything. The dressing for this, olive oil, lemon juice, sea salt, end of discussion. That's it. So it's a brilliant one that you could, if you made up that batch of quinoa, keep it in the fridge, or make up the batch of salad. It will last you 3 or 4 days in the fridge and it's just, it's an absolute winner. I love it.
Yeah, really, really nice. I was about to take another forkful there, but I can't for a moment because I have to say thank you. And I have to say that Aisling will be back next week. And in the meantime, Aisling Nark, can you find her on social media and that ebook? Where can people find the ebook?
The link will be in the bio in my Instagram.
Okay.
And it'll be on the website. And I'm heading to Bloom this weekend as well.
Oh, very good. Yeah, okay.
Cookery demo on Saturday.
All right. So if you are Bloom bound this weekend, keep an eye out for Aisling. So her cooking demo is on Saturday. And in the meantime, as she said, the ebook can be found on the link on her Instagram, and it's up on the website as well. And Aisling will be back here on the far side of Bloom next Friday. Aisling, thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.